Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. John Harrison is back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, that John. Reverend, the Reverend John Harrison, CFP, Certified Financial Planner. And he is has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. The founder, the president of Aspire Financial Advisors, Certified Financial Planner, as I said, the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. And he's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
Good to have you here. You know, John, over the years, for the last 25 years since I've been a small business owner, I started out as a consultant to businesses, and now with my media company, working with a lot of different companies, especially big companies that I work with. Over all those years, one of the things that's been consistent is I have been given the confidence by these people of having some of their confidential information.
Yes.
They have shared with me, obviously, most of the time I sign a non-disclosure agreement, which is great. You know, that's fine. And I sometimes I even ask them to have me do that. But still... as I work with them on various projects over the years, I wind up with confidential information of theirs, and they trust me with that. And I have never been, you know, cavalier about that trust, about what they've done with me. I take it very seriously. But these days in the digital world, just me taking it seriously I've got to take some steps, don't I, to go beyond just being diligent myself. I've got to do other things, don't I?
You really do. You need to have a comprehensive data security policy that you and all your employees follow, because data theft, data breaches are becoming a really significant risk for all businesses. There's a website that I think, just for the wake-up call, everybody in America ought to go to at least once. And this website is idtheftcenter.org. And the reason why I think theftcenter, CENTER.org, and they carry an ongoing list of reported data breaches in the country.
Wow.
You know, on an annual basis. And through the 21st of this month, they have 621 reported breaches, you know, by companies in America, with 77 million records being exposed.
Wow.
Now, we tend to hear about the really big ones,
Target
Retail, Home Depot. But, you know, the list that they show you includes hospitals and grade schools and doctor's offices and you
name it. They don't make the headlines, do they?
Don't make the headlines.
But your stuff is still at risk, is no less exposed.
Absolutely. And what happens if, you know, you hear a reassuring statistic that actual ID theft actually only happens to 3% of Americans. So the odds that you'll be a victim aren't huge.
Mm-hmm.
But 3% of Americans is still 10 million people.
That's right.
A year. And if you're a business and...
It sounds like what the government's telling us about Ebola, doesn't it, John? You know, there's not very many chances you can get Ebola, but you know what? If you do, you're in trouble.
Exactly. It's really bad if you're one of the few who do. So businesses need to protect themselves, because one of the things that you lose, not just the risk of financial loss, but if you're a business, you have the risk of unhappy clients suing you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the risk of people deciding not to do business with you anymore. The loss in goodwill alone is just enormous.
Oh, yes. Well, and especially if it gets out, I mean... Look at the damage it does to these retailers when it's found out that they've had a breach. I mean, for a smaller company, that if it gets out that you've allowed, even if it maybe, even if it was something that you know you tried hard, you still failed to protect them. I don't know. I'm not sure you'd ever recover from that.
It's true. It's a risk that could be, you know, business ending for some.
Yeah.
And so the thing that I recommend to people, and this is unusual perhaps in the context of coming from a financial planner, but mm-hmm. I figure this is financial self-defense.
No, you've got stuff up there from your clients.
Yes.
Yep.
And, you know, I get letters every year from...
What should we do?
Well, among other things, most of the thefts come from outside sources. It's not
right.
usually the employee who
right.
breaches the confidentiality agreement or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually somebody outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a list of things, and I can sort of run through the list
of
precautions to take.
When we come back, we're going to go through that list and with our good friend John Harrison. And we're going to take a quick break. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.